Jesus was placed in a manger, the evangelist said, because there was no room in the inn. You accompanied him so that throughout his life, when he was seen upon the earth and conversed with human beings, while the foxes have dens and the birds of the air nests, he nevertheless had nowhere to lay his head.
When Jesus opened his mouth to teach, he who had once opened the mouths of the prophets, among the many things that he uttered, he first of all praised you. He first of all exalted you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When the Lord chose some of the witnesses to his holy preaching and to his manner of living for the salvation of the human race, he surely did not choose rich merchants, but poor fishermen, to show by such esteem that you were loved by all, to reveal to everyone your goodness, magnificence, dignity, and strength, how you surpass all other virtues, how nothing can be a virtue without you, and how your kingdom is not of this world but of heaven. You alone clung to the King of Glory when all the chosen and all his beloved abandoned him. You, most faithful spouse, most sweet lover, did not abandon him for a moment.
You were with him in the mockery of the Judeans, in the insults of the Pharisees, in the curses of the chief priests.
You were with him in the slapping of his face, in the spitting, in the scourging.
He who should have been respected by everyone was mocked by everyone, and you alone comforted him.
You did not abandon him even to death, the death on a cross.
And on that cross, his body stripped, his arms outstretched, his hands and feet pierced. You suffered with him so that nothing would appear more glorious in him than you.
When he went to heaven, he left you the seal of the kingdom of heaven to mark the elect, so that whoever yearns for the everlasting kingdom would come to you, ask from you, and enter through you.
For no one can enter the kingdom except the one signed with your seal.
Lady, have compassion on us and mark us with the seal of your grace. For who is so dull, so ignorant, as not to love with a full heart you who have been chosen by the Most High and prepared from eternity?
Who would not revere and honor you when he whom the powers of heaven adore has adorned you with such honor?
Who would not willingly adore the footprints of you to whom the Lord of Majesty so humbly stooped, to whom he so intimately united himself, to whom he clung with such love?
Lady, we beg you, through him and because of him, despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from danger. You who are glorious and blessed forever.
Brothers and very dear friends, I admit that from the moment you began to speak, I was filled with joy, with an overflowing happiness, as I observed your fervor and learned of your holy intention. Your words became more desirable to me than gold and a very precious jewel, and sweeter than honey in the comb. For it is not you who have spoken, but the Holy Spirit who has spoken in you. If it is not too much of a burden for you to hear, I wanted to tell you the long but no less useful tale of my condition. In this way, you might learn how you should walk and please God being careful of any hint of looking back, you who want to put your hand to the plow.